Skip Through the Shadows, Scenes from Childhood. On the Threshold.
I just remember being about 12 and thinking, boy, this is really the age. Things are going to be different after this, and that this was the last year of being a kid.
I couldn't wait to be a teenager. I smoked cigarettes immediately. I drank. I couldn't wait to get new problems. I couldn't wait to get pimples.
Francie's basement had this little place which was under the stairs, and that was our clubhouse. And also there were little cracks in between the stairs so you could peer out. And Francie had three older sisters. And so we used to hide in our clubhouse and look through the crack in the stairs while Anne and her friends watched American Bandstand. So we'd like see what it was going to be like when we were teenagers.
But my main concern was rapping to the beat. The hog, the hog.
My parents always let me hang stuff on the walls. I remember I had a top 10 board. This is what I remember I had. I had big pictures of Annette Funicello. I had Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, stuff like that.
You went to bed at night with metal curlers that did permanent damage to your skull. You wore a brassiere, so your breast shot forward in a conical thrust that, you know, made you look defiant. And when you had as big a one as I did, there was always the danger of falling flat on your face.
I was tall and skinny and flat-chested. You know, when you're in PE, you kind of gaze at other girls and at what rate they're growing.
You know, I just wanted to shrink in a corner from embarrassment every day because I was different in this conspicuous man.
Well, I wouldn't take any ugly boys.
I would take the one that I think was right for me.
One of my friends, I can't remember who it was, she was telling me, when you get into junior high, you got to start calling boys massively fine instead of cute because you're older now.
I was always bashful with boys. I guess I was a late grower-upper. I kind of worried about what to do around boys. You would walk home with somebody after a pie supper or after church. We called it, how would we say it? They're walking together.
I was walking this one girl home today.
Who?
Jay.
Cut?
Yep. How long will we meet her today?
I would call her a public utility.
It's kind of embarrassing because everyone like teases you like, oh, when's your marriage due?
Yeah.
It really makes you feel kind of bad.
Embarrassing. Yeah.
And I was sitting there and it was getting to be in the fall, kind of a drowsy time. And all of a sudden I turned around and there was this boy sitting in the seat beside me, just a grinning at me. After a while he put his arm around the back of the seat and said, are you going to the stir off? We sort of understood that we were going to meet there that night.
Do you know what you're going to wear to the dance?
I haven't even thought about it yet.
I'll play Dopin, Wapin, Tapu, Dopin, Swap with Oppin, Oppi, Bopin, Toppi, Oppin, Arbok, Lopis.
A girl came to me at the party and said, hey, you want to come outside? And I went outside and there was this long line of people, boy, girl, all standing in line. They went, yay, when I came. And they said, you stand here at the back of the line. And then the guy at the front of the line said, choo, choo, the train is starting now. And he turned around and passionately kissed the girl behind him. And then she turned around and passionately kissed the boy behind her. And it just went down the line. And I was at the end of the line, and the tension is growing. And finally it gets to me, and I'm the last one in line. And she turns around to me, and I close my eyes and pucker my lips, and she slaps me in the face real hard, and then everybody points at me and laughs. So I went up there with the girls, and we were all racing around and playing, and I thought, I don't want to see any old boy tonight. I want to play with the girls, with the kids. But anyway, I put on my prettiest dress. Well, before the evening was over, we got to playing games out in the field where there's a lot of fodder stacks and things to hide behind. It was a lot of fun. But Cleve said to me, hide with me. So we rushed out and got behind the fodder stack, and then he started to kiss me. He went, mwah, like that. I sat there and looked at him, and he said, did you like that kiss? And I said, I don't know.
So one time, I met her in the backyard. We were going into the shed to get her bike, and she went inside, and the door closed behind us. It was pitch black in there. And I brushed against her. We were just there in the darkness together. and neither one of us was moving, but we were right there next to each other. I think that was my first real awakening.
So he kissed me in a different way this time, kind of tried to act like he was a movie star. As soon as he started doing that, I jumped up and I ran as fast as I could, and I was so disappointed. Why, I thought everybody had been talking about what a pleasure it was to be kissed. I said, why, there's not a thing in the world to it. Not only that, I hated it.
Tiffy and Darian sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love, then comes marriage. Then comes your baby carriage.
At 12, I still had a spy group. And we'd spy on the golfers, run around with the golf course. And a lot of girls had really already tried to move into the world of teenagehood, chasing around after guys and going to dances and all this kind of stuff. But at the same time, we had this alternate side that still loved to do this game.
I play with Angela, and we like to play horses.
Well, mostly Angie becomes horse. I usually become mother, which I don't have a choice, but it's sort of like a practice, seeing what you're going to do when you grow up.
It's sort of fun at this age, because if you're in the mood to be a teenager, you can sort of act like teenagers. And if you're in the mood to sort of be a young kid, you can. It's like if you do silly things, people will sort of say, well, you're still a kid, what the heck?
One of the fun things about being a kid was, you know, being able to put makeup all over your face and dress up funny and tie a sheet on your shoulders and try to fly and, you know, do all sorts of little things and never be criticized for it. I remember not wanting to give that up.
I couldn't stand not to be a child that night. It was like something was pulling me one way and the other way.
Skip Through the Shadows, Scenes from Childhood, On the Threshold, was produced by Jenna Allison. With thanks to Susan Stone. Theme music by Larry London. Cameo appearances by Gene Ritchie and John Waters. Skip Through the Shadows was made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting through National Public Radio's Satellite Program Development Fund.